And I'd like to thank Property Partners, that's Pinedale's local modular home sales and service company, for making this program possible. Let's explain a couple of things, though, on this program. Question has come up, what do you mean by editing? I had said earlier that we had slightly edited some of the candidate's response. No thoughts, no comments, no words were taken out, with the exception of stumbles, sneezes, coughs, clearing of throats. No content was removed. In other words, if a candidate started to say a sentence, stumbled, and then repeated the sentence, we took the stumbled part out. But nothing was removed with regard to content from any of the candidates' responses. All of the candidates were sent by U.S. mail the questions and the instructions for responding. For those candidates who did not respond, I personally made phone calls to all of them to make sure they knew that we were going to do this program. The candidates were then asked to leave their answers on voicemail, and in case you wonder why they all sound like they're on the telephone, that's because they were. All right, let's go on now to question number 3. What is one issue that is important to you? Please tell us about it. Answering first is Eric Ashley.
The most important issue for me, if elected, will be to ensure that every project the town undertakes is finished on time and on budget, with the highest quality work performed. Building wisely now will be an investment in our future.
That was Eric Ashley. The next response comes from Barbara Boyce.
Hi, Barbara Boyce. The most important thing I feel is our infrastructure. We had our sewer lines videoed a few years ago, and I've seen the pictures. And there are some that are almost critical to be replaced. There are some places where the pipes are cracked. There was more water coming in from the cracks from subwater than was going down the sewer line from intended use. There again, it takes money. I'm not talking thousands, I'm talking millions of dollars. With our working with the county, we will get Tyler Street fixed this summer. There are many more projects in the works. We have to make sure that the state remembers they are getting a lot of money from this county, and they need to help the towns with the problems that it has created. Getting funding and grants is a constant concern. You miss just one appropriation meeting, and your project may be put on the back burner, and it may take you years to get it back to the front. Our Mayor Rose Skinner did a fabulous job of getting funding, and her rapport with the governor and agencies got us many needed dollars. We have repaired some of the worst of the water lines in the past 10 years. I'm sorry for the inconveniences that it caused the people living on those streets, but in the end, they will be better, and it will all be worth it. Thank you very much, this is Barbara Boyce. I hope that I give you a little insight to my feelings, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday. Thank you again. Thanks to Kay Pine for giving me this opportunity.
That was Barbara Boyce. Our next candidate to respond is Robert Brito.
I believe the voice of the citizens of Pinedale needs to be heard in town council. I will ensure that their voice is heard in town council if I'm elected this Tuesday. I believe in the open door, open meeting law, and will enforce this law. I'm a man that believes in the honor, integrity, and respect and honesty of a person. Pinedale is a growing bomb, and I want to make sure that Pinedale is a town that we all love to live in and will be here for our kids and grandkids to live in and enjoy it as much as we do. With all that town council does, I want to be the councilman that the citizens of Pinedale can trust to ensure he will do his job for them. In 4 years from now, the Pinedale citizens will know that they made the right decision in this election. Together, I know we can make Pinedale a place where we love to live. And please remember, on Tuesday, Brito listens.
Candidate Robert Brito. Our last candidate is Tony Fagnant.
I believe growth in the town is the most important. The influx of people, the growth, the building that's going on, a lot of people coming here, and that's going to have to be dealt with and make sure that everything that is coming into town is done right, because we're going to have to live with it forever. So let's just, I guess my answer is we'll deal with that individually too as it comes, and try to keep the town as much Pinedale as we can. Thank you.
That was candidate Anthony Tony Fagnant. We did not receive responses from Dave Hull, Chris House, or Dave M. Smith. We have provided the responses to you in the same order that the candidates will appear on the ballot, and that is alphabetical order. Let me once again thank our sponsor, Property Partners, for making this program possible. Once again, you can hear a replay of this program 24 hours a day by going to www.pinedaleonline.com, clicking on Pinedale Local, and then clicking on the KPIN story. You'll see MP3 audio files that you can use on your computer to listen to this broadcast. I want to thank all of the candidates who took part in this question-answer broadcast. Again, Election Day is Tuesday. It is from 8 o'clock a.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. KPIN will be there at 7 o'clock p.m. when the polls close. We'll be following the counting of the ballots, and we'll broadcast the election results live on KPIN Tuesday night. Don't forget, there is a water question on the ballot. I would recommend you go to www.pinedaleonline.com, download the sample ballot, and download the water ballot so you can study this before the election. Once again, a thank you going out to Property Partners for sponsoring this program. Thank you again to all of our candidates. This is Bob Rule.